Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Thursday edition of Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Good God.
I know. So much fun last night, though.
I have to shut that off because I can't hear a thing. My ears are all fuzzy. Lovely, lovely cold weather.
Should you shave your ears? I'm sorry. That was bad.
No, that was hilarious. I was trying not to spit the lovely red drink all over my screen when you did that.
Oh, don't spit the red drink all over the screen. That'd be bad.
How are you this morning, Ginger?
I am good. I am really good. How are you?
I am fantabulous. And, of course, how are you people out there? Do you know where you are? You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Woo! I have said it before, and I'll say it again. I need to just carry that around in my pocket just when I walk in a room, start applause, my own applause.
That'd be one way to do it.
So are you lovely people out there ready for news? What? Quick announcement. Quick announcement. People waiting for rocket launchers, they are coming. However, if it's been since 24 hours and you haven't received yours, please don't put in another request, but you do need to check your spam folder because we are way done with 24 hours ago. Into the new ones now, so check your spam folder, drop by our forums if you haven't received anything, and let us know there.
Those spam folders will get you every time.
Every time. Had quite a few people that happened to yesterday while we were talking. I didn't get mine. And, oh, spam folder. And then we don't hear from you again. No kisses, you just get up and go.
I mean, no.
How mean is that?
How rude. So much as a thank you. Nope, just gone.
I'm telling you, by the end of the weekend, no voice for me. None. So, Ginger, what you got in your pocket? Is that news?
Oh, yeah, I think I do have some news.
What is it? What you got?
Become a chocolatier and run your own chocolate shop. Oh, I had to go with this because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. Come to us, I guess, maybe, announced that they have released Chocolate Tycoon, a new time management game that involves...
No.
Oh, yes. Apparently it's that time of year again. Time management games all over the place.
No. I cannot. No.
They say it's time management game with a fun story. From purchasing ingredients, mixing them, using chocas to make various tasty chocolates, and selling them to villagers of the Kingdom Choco, Chocolate Tycoon will provide a non-repetitive and fun time management tycoon game on the iOS. Play through the story to become the best chocolatier in the kingdom. Your chocolates can and will inspire the king. Oh, yes. User-created content.
Users can
design and create their own chocolates using the design tool. After designing your own chocolate, users can sell or share the chocolate design to friends or anyone who is playing the game. Design your own chocolate and sell them to fellow villagers at your chocolate shop.
That sounds interesting.
Choki is the creature behind the chocolate. Chokis gobble up the chocolate ingredients and make real tasty chocolates. Users can combine... That I'm wondering about. Users can combine Chokis to get eggs that hatch and give you other Chokis. Chokis have different various abilities. Yeah, so this is for the iOS. It's available today. It's Chocolate Tycoon. It comes in English and Korean languages. And you can find it over on, I'm guessing, the Apple iTunes store. So check that out.
Yeah, they had me until they started talking about a little choco creature. I don't like creatures. Creature, fairy things, and chocolate don't go together.
I'm wondering, you know, so it's gobbling up the ingredients and making tasty chocolates?
Oh. Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, we were talking about this last night. I don't think on air, were we? Yeah, you, some of you people out there are a little fuzzy on real life and virtual etiquette, or not even etiquette, just things that are wrong. And Ginger was saying she saw this yesterday. She didn't want to read it. I think I should, because I need to slap some of you with some reality. A Massachusetts man got 11 felony charges for consummating his RuneScape marriage. Now, we laughed at this initially until I got down to the bottom of the story and saw that the person he consummated this virtual marriage with was a 13-year-old girl. And he's 54. 54-year-old John W. Phillips from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, married a 13-year-old Detroit girl in the virtual world of RuneScape. And then he decided it would be a good idea to consummate said marriage with his virtual wife and went over to have real-world sex with her on three different occasions. So,
to consummate my foot with his ass.
Yes. People out there...
Sorry,
no, that was completely justified. People out there... that have this train of thought, please go and get help. I understand you're sick. However, you might not want to be sick around me if I catch you. There will be no... Okay, and the rest of you out there who are parents, my next question after we were talking about this story last night was, where are her parents? You guys out there that are parents that are new to the whole gaming scene, stop letting these politicians tell you that the danger is in your child playing the violent video games. The danger is in you not paying attention. Where was this girl's parents where this guy was able to get to her? Three times, no less. It's not unusual for people to get married in games nowadays. I have an in-game husband in pretty much every game I play in, if I have time, that is. There's usually no real-life sex, much to their dismay. But... I am a grown-up. I am a grown woman, all woman from Monday to Sunday. So if I was to choose to, sure. But at 13, where are her parents?
Exactly.
Now, you can look up this story on Detroit News. If you're just feeling lazy, just go over to Game Politics. It's there, too.
I think I'll have to write about that. That's just annoying.
Disgusting people out there in the world. 13.
Very disgusting people out there in the world.
13 years old. 13, just a baby.
I know.
And, at 13,
know,
I was still playing with Barbies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, 13, I was discovering boys, but around my age. You know, not...
Yes.
All right.
Oh, it is your turn, but I got hot news in the mailbox, something that we were hinted at last night, but Marie wouldn't tell us on the show. Go ahead. I'll tell later.
Okay. Candy Rush, now available on the iPad and iPhone, iPod Touch. This is a new game from the creators of Trucks and Skulls and Face Fighter. Candy Rush, the fun for all ages game. Our game where you make colorful candy gift boxes. It's now available for the iPad, an iPhone, iPod Touch. Candy Rush is the new game. All right, I already read that. Don't have to repeat that three times, people. So the details, with over 60 beautiful levels, original art and music, tasty candy, and even a candy store cat, Candy Rush is all the fun of running a candy shop with none of the calories. Oh, that's cute. Still fun and colorful orders at Katie's Candy Shop, an energetic puzzle game.
Oh,
with the help of your friendly cat, vault sort of delicious candy from the conveyor belt into pretty gift boxes. Arrange chocolate, strawberries, candy canes, and caramel apples, and more into high-scoring combos and special orders. Earn fun trophies for your kitchen shelf and outfit paws with collars, bowls, and cushions. Go for the high score in either story or rush mode. Universal app optimized for iPad and iPhone, iPod Touch. At the introductory price of 99 cents, so less than a dollar.
Oh, that's cheap.
That is cheap.
Do they have a website? Nothing?
No website, looks like. Oh, they do have a Facebook page. Of course, it's not going to let me open it. So, no.
Wow. Every now and again. always send us links, people. Well, I'm all excited because I looked over and saw this.
What do we get?
Well, if you listened last night, you know that we had the senior developer from Fallen Earth on the show, special Fallen Earth show with all Fallen Earth. And Marie could not tell us some of the new things that were coming. But we did just get something I'm talking fresh. This press release is about 2 minutes old. Yay. Well, Fallen Earth is apparently going to apparently formed a partnership with Nuclear Blast Records, and they're the world's largest independent heavy metal record label. They have plans to incorporate several of the label's popular tracks into the game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Developers have alerted players that Life in the Wasteland is about to get a little more metal. So in the next month, developers plan to uncover a brand new underground bunker in the bunker bar in-game, introducing Nuclear Blast Radio. Oh, love it. And featuring hit tracks from several of the label's artists, including, and some of you will know who these people are, please try not to jump up and down at work, Miss Sugar, who I know who they are, love them, Soil Work and Testament. I know who Testament is. Soil Work, I'll have to look up. This is also a quote from Maria. It says, we listen to so much of Nuclear Blast music at the office that this is an awesome opportunity to share our favorite music with our players. Also, according to the developers, artists and tracks featured on Nuclear Blast Radio will cycle out periodically, offering a new variety for listeners. Nuclear Blast USA label manager Gerardo Martinez comments on the partnership, the music and the gaming worlds are natural allies. Luckily, we are working with game developers who know quality music. Damn straight they do. Get ready to hear the sounds of Fallen Earth on tour buses across the country. This excites me. It kind of reminds me of Matrix Online. They did the same thing. They had in-game radio, which is awesome. That also allows players to eventually have in-game radio stations, which means, guess what? You'll be hearing some Gamer Girls radio probably as soon as they release it, baby.
Oh, yeah. We got to be all over that. That sounds awesome.
Yes. Love it. I do not have that press release up just yet because it is in raw form. As in, it's still virtual. But as soon as we get it out, you'll be able to find it on the site, hopefully in just a few moments.
That's awesome. All right, so my turn then. I am seeing many, many, many broken iPhones with this game. Pocket Passer iOS game kicks off the App Store sales. All right, so Big Toe Productions began selling the Gridion game Pocket Passer in the App Store Wednesday, offering a football fix for fans mourning the end of the season. Available for play on the iPhone, iTouch, iPad, and iPad, Pocket Passer allows its users to throw bullets, bombs, and lobs with a flick of a finger. All right, so that's not going to be bad as I was thinking. Pocket Passer is perfect fit for mobile gamers who love playing quarterback. With its fluid and accurate passing motion, Pocket Passer enables players to hit any point on the 3D football field. The game has no preset throws, giving gamers more control and the ability to build their skills. So it's set in a stadium complete with screaming fans. Pocket Passer features four exciting game modes. Career, the goal is to unlock 15 different levels by scoring big points to win trophies. Each level consists of 10 snaps with 4 balls per snap. Target selection and precision passing is critical to advancing. Hit a Hail Mary and score a huge bonus. There's also survival. They say in this test of in this test of longevity and accuracy, players start with 10 balls and attempt to earn more by maintaining accuracy, hitting longer passes, and achieving streaks. Key to making a limited number of balls last is avoiding penalties, which result from holding on to the ball too long and hitting defenders instead of targets. There's also Frenzy. Wannabe quarterbacks have 90 seconds to hit as many targets as they can and achieve the game's high score while dodging defenders. Players have 5 different skill levels to choose from in that one. And, of course, there's also newbie ones called Practice. Newbies can sharpen their skills without pressure of time constraints, ball limitations, or pesky defenders. All right, so you want to find out more, you can head over to PocketPasserApp.com. Pocket Passer is available for the introductory price of $1.99, so less than $2. The game's going to sell for $2.99 after the grand opening sale. So, all right, interesting. Looks like there's also a YouTube video, which I will be linking soon. Yeah.
Did you say leaking or linking?
Linking. Leaking. I'm so congested. I'm so tired. I'm so sorry, people.
The weather, horrible.
Changing back and forth every day. This is going to kill me.
Well, this next one comes to us via our friends over at Engadget. You know how I love that site. Oh, gadgets. Wow. You guys remember back in the day when Monopoly was fun? You couldn't wait to play.
You never played with my family then.
Well, it was still fun, but now Hasbro, I don't know, maybe all the fun people died out. They have added something called money counting to their reboot Monopoly Live. This includes a 10-inch tower that sits in the center of the board. So it has it's using IR technology. It rolls the dice, it counts the money, and makes sure you don't nudge your thimble someplace it shouldn't be. This is boring. The game's basic other basic components remain intact, so you can, you know, yell at your friends and loved ones. I'm not loving this idea. Part of the fun, at least with my family, was, yeah, sometimes you did nudge your thimble and move it to a property and see if anybody would notice. That's part of the fun. Anyway, whose bright idea was this? This thing looks hideous, by the way. You can pop over to Engadget and see it in their gaming section. This is the most hideous-looking thing I've ever seen. Who wants a board game with this big thing sitting on the top of it? If I wanted something, you know, that big, I'd just play my... You know, I'd go play my Xbox or something.
I don't know. You know, Mousetrap, that thing was huge.
Well, Mousetrap was supposed to be, but this is Monopoly. It's not supposed to have all that crap.
No, it's not.
So anyway, it's going to retail for, guess what, $50. Do you remember Monopoly used to be like 10 bucks?
Wow, 50 bucks from... No. I'll stick with my old Monopoly things. The work.
Yes, $50.
You don't have money. You just, you know, draw new ones.
Yes. Now, see, and the reason why everybody had Monopoly back in the day is because it was $10, and, you know, when somebody came to your birthday party when you were little, it was the quickest thing they could pick up in the store. They won't be picking it up now, not for $50. Sorry, people.
Mm-mm. Nice. Crazy.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right, so my turn again. Ahoy, ye scurvy landlubbers. Downey Bay Online is setting sail into the new year with new adventures have been spied on the horizon. The successful pirate MMO is inviting all virtual buccaneers, merchants, and captains to join its ranks. This year is going to be full of new and exciting surprises, they say. So you can tank your sea dogs, whip out your telescopes, oh god, set the mainsail, and chase the skits kobold into the poop deck. We're going on a sightseeing tour. Oh my, all right. Okay, so official website is bountybayonline.com. So let me get you some information about it. With Bounty Bay Online, players enter the age of discoveries from the 15th to the 17th century. MMO fans are able to choose an online career as a merchant, sailor, fisherman, pirate, or adventurer and make their fortune at land and on the seven seas.
Fisherman?
Fisherman. Alone or with a guild of players, many adventures and gripping quests lie on their way. Thousands of ancient discoveries on all continents, like the pyramids of Giza or the Chinese Wall, are waiting to be explored. After exciting PvP combat at land and on the seas, strong guilds can take control of cities and entire colonies and thus decide upon their destiny. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Bounty Bay Online features a unique trade system based on supply and demand. In April 2008, Foxstar had started a free-to-play server with an integrated item shop as an alternative to the subscription model so that the new sailors can now roam the seven seas without any kind of fixed cost. So that's kind of awesome. All right. We got some features. Hundreds of authentic ship models, land and sea combat, more than 60 realistic towns and harbors in historical authentic style, guilds can conquer towns, trade system based on supply and demand, free colony add-on, guilds can now found their own colonies and then decide upon the rules in their territories. Ooh, that sounds hot. Comprehensive expansion Beyond the Horizon allows a complete circumvention of the world for the first time and will contain new cities, one new continent, and it looks like they were going to go into something else, but it stops. New instances and many new quests. Since September 22nd of 2010, the fourth expansion, Atlantis, offers players new island regions, instances, and more high-level content. So that's awesome. You want to find out more? Again, head over to bountybayonline.com.
You had me at fishing. Well, just got this in my... I just got this in my mailbox, too. I mean, today, love it when they do this. Paradox Interactive, one of our favorite companies here, has offered a free-to-play MMORPG called Salem. I'm already in because of the name. This is a game that has everybody buzzing about. Permanent Death is coming to Paradox Connect. I love that,
Hold on. Permanent Death?
Permanent Death. Yeah, everybody's buzzing about Permanent Death to this year. Paradox Interactive today officially announces Salem, again, a free-to-play MMO game that's based in the harsh world of colonial Salem. The game focuses on crafting and player colonies as players discover the new world in a sandbox-like environment. The game is being developed by the team at Sea Tribe and is scheduled to go live in 2011 on the Paradox Connect platform. Salem has already garnered a lot of attention, and I just lost part of my story. Going to have a lot of interest, or rather, from the gaming community since it was previewed behind closed doors to members of the media back in January. Known for its controversial permanent death feature as an essential game mechanic that induces risk as players progress in the new world, Salem is a fresh twist on the MMO genre, giving players control of their towns in the game and introducing frontier justice in the open PvP environment. I am so in! Again, Salem is free to play. Tom Soderlund, who's a project lead for Paradox Connect, said, if your character is killed in the game, and believe me, it can be dangerous in Salem, their descendants have the ability to pick up where your character left off. Oh my God, I'm having memory ticklings of something like this that they were trying to release back in 96, and I thought it was a great idea then. I'm wondering if this is the same team. The concept of revenge... Say again?
I do remember an MMO like that a couple of years back, and I thought it was awesome. It never
released. The concept of the game, of course, is revenge, and the town's policing themselves and even sanctioning hits on Gryphers. Oh, God, I love it. It's going to be a really compelling aspect. He says, we know we'll see some interesting things when the community finally has a chance to play Salem out later this year. There is also a developer interview up on YouTube, which we'll get up for you a little bit later. I am so in. It's free to play. Everybody can play. You can. I'm gonna see if they have their website here. I know we have a link to a website, but you don't have that one. Try paradoxplaza.com/games/Salem. They do have a Facebook page, which is Salem Game. A Twitter, Salem the Game, and they do have their forums available if you want to talk about it. That gets me all kind of excited. Some of you out there that have big mouths are about to get the rough side of Gorby's matchup. It's on.
That's going to be hot. Oh, so hot.
I think you're going to have a lot more grown-up gamers playing that. Kids are not going to want to play because they can't talk smack. Much like Fallen Earth. Fallen Earth is a big girls game, so Yeah, so they don't have a lot of kiddies running around in there. That is not an invitation to some of you out there either. Stay in WoW.
Hey!
Not you. You're a big girl. You play WoW and you behave like a big girl, but you know, some of them out there, the little girls, and don't understand etiquette because they didn't read my etiquette article on Game Matrix. So. What you got in your pocket now, Jen? What you got?
Got some Pocket God stuff. Oh, Pocket God. Bolt Creative releases electrifying new episode for Pocket God, A Journey to Uranus. With more choices for destroying followers, what's a celestial being to do? Bolt Creative today announced the release of its first update for Pocket God Journey to Uranus entitled Electra Boogaloo, a new episodic expansion for the premier Pygmy Torture Simulator. The new content is immediately available for download at no charge for those who own or purchase the title. Keeping in tradition with its iPhone predecessor, I can't talk today, this latest addition to the PG world is the first of many free updates that are planned to come throughout the year. Electric Boogaloo comes packed with plenty of features that players have come to love from the original iOS game, with new god powers and more ways to lay their pygmies to eternal rest. Players will now be able to change between day and night on the fly and can do so on all planets currently available. On Earth, players can strike lightning upon their loyal subjects by moving their fingers from the sky to the ground. However, when doing the same motion on Uranus, a poison cloud is generated and suffocates the inhabitants.
Oh, I love it.
Other treats are in store for players, including a fire-breathing dragon that rains havoc from the skies, ensuring that this new update will give players plenty of reason to sacrifice as many subordinates as possible. Yeah, so you can find this on the Apple iTunes Store. Again, it's called Pocket God Journey to Uranus. And if you want more information, you can head over to boltcreative.com.
Yay!
God.
Well, we're about to have to take a break, but before we do, I wanted to share this little tidbit of news because I'm very proud, although I'm a terrible chapter president at present, but that's going to change soon. The ECA, guess what? Guess what, Ginger? Guess what?
I'm muted. I was like, what? What?
The ECA is now saying they have hit 500,000 members. Let me repeat that for those of you who didn't catch on. 500,000 members.
That is a lot of members.
Yes. They actually announced that a couple of days ago. And all of our busyness to get the rocket launchers out to our players, I forgot to announce it. But I'm very, very excited because I'm a member, chapter president here in Houston. You should go over and join. And if you don't have a chapter near you, start one. Awesome thing to be a part of. And they basically said thank you to the community and said, come join up. Go to theeca.com and sign up. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Remember, you can find this news that we've announced and other news on our website, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Click the Lunch with Ginger and Corey tab. Or you can, of course, listen to us every day. We're here every single day live. And also, if you just really want to talk to us, because some of you keep asking for a chat room, we can't do chat during news. It's too quick. But you're welcome to send us a comment via Twitter. I do watch it during the show. Right, Ginger? Yes, yes.
She does. She does. I keep keep hitting the mute button because I'm all, like, congested. Sorry. They don't want to hear me sniffling.
Oh, it's time to grab some pills then.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to grab everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills.
Remember my
grabbing
dance last
pills.
Night in Fallen Earth?
That was epic. Oh, so much fun.
Grabbing pills.
I'm doing it now.
Grabbing pills.
Yeah. We're doing it again later, Shire.
Peel.
Yes.
Nice,
God, yes.
Nice. Down straight. Oh! Nice, nice.
Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah.
Oh!
Gotta get a nap.
Nice,
oh.
Nice. All right.
Oh!
Nice, nice, nice.
I've got a spell in here. Yeah. Don't make me use this spell.
I left my character napping on our next to fire.
Oh, that was so sweet. Then he said
no,
for
no,
us.
No, no, no. I'm not a mental moron. Ow.
Hello.
Really
Ow.
Hello. Bill.
I do have to say the Fallen Earth community is the best.
Ah, there are some potholes out there, but yeah. They're a lot of fun.
What we need is that stuff from the Salem game to be in Fallen Earth. Player justice. I'd love that.
Yes.
I would appreciate
it. Oh my God.
Grab and peel.
It is too early for all that screaming.
No, I know.
You know, that's how you know when I'm tired. When I say it's too early for screaming, because I scream all day long when I'm not tired. Okay.
All day long.
We got about 1 minute left. Jin, you want to tease them a little bit, they're going to be mad.
I got some more pirate love. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it pirates? Pirates again?
It seems to be pirates. Seems to be the new thing. Looks like people are tired of zombies. Now it's on to pirates.
Pirates versus ninjas versus zombies.
Oh. I think there were penguins in there, too, somewhere. I've got some love from that. That is from Paradox Interactive. Y'all are going to miss it, and I'm purposely not going to tell you the rest until after the thing's over. We got some Valentine's event from Valent Arms. We got all kinds of fun stuff, but you're going to have to listen. If you're not listening, you're not going to get it.
What happened? I'm kidding.
No. There's also a video game bar association launching. I really don't know what to think about that.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell. Go ahead and give us one.
All right, well, I'll go ahead with the video game law because that's kind of short. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. The Video Game Bar Association, and an organization that aims to connect lawyers working in or representing the interactive entertainment industry, has formally launched. Headquartered in Los Angeles, the group's ultimate goal is to be a worldwide organization supporting individuals that represent the industry on all types of legal matters. Looks like they did pull this from GameIndustry.biz as well. The group has sent over 100 invitations to legal professionals in the United States and Europe. So let's see who we've got so far. Looks like board members already include George Ross, Executive Vice President and Chief Public Policy Officer at Activision, David Anderson, Vice President of Business and Legal Affairs for THQ, and Head of Reed Smith's Video Game Practice, Patrick Sweeney. Patrick Sweeney goes on to say, the legal issues facing a games attorney are unique with the rapid growth of worldwide games industry and association of like-minded practitioners, and this dynamic industry is long overdue. As more and more attorneys look at growing industry as a significant... Oh, I cannot talk. I need a nap. As a significant part of their practices, it's only natural for an organization like this to arise. I'm thrilled to be working with David, George, Dave, and Coney in launching the VGBA. So, interesting. All right.
Very interesting.
Didn't know we needed that. But that, I guess so. You know, people are doing the crazy stuff nowadays, right?
Oh, well, it's a good and a bad thing. We'll see how much it errs on the side of bad. Well, those of you who are... who have your empire in Second Life and are making millions of bucks want to pay attention to this next story. And also those of you who make things like maps and stuff for games, anything that's virtual. The White House is proposing a new copyright law to Congress. According to a CNN report, or CNET report, I'm sorry, the Obama administration has drafted a new set of proposals to deal with intellectual property infringement online that it plans to send to the U.S. Congress very soon. The administration is also applauding the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, that's called the ACTA, which says it will aid right holders and the U.S. government to combat infringement once it enters into effect. As a CNET report notes, the 92-page report was penned by... Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator Victoria Espinel. It reads as if it was ghostwritten by lobbyist groups, is what Game Politics is reporting. There's some interesting data in there, like the fact that the number of FBI and Homeland Security infringement investigations jumped to 40% from 2009 to 2010. Praise for the ACTA. And details on the various law enforcement operations. One of the reps, Bob Goodlatte, who's a Virginia Republican, he chairs the House subcommittee that writes the copyright law, is quoted as saying, I'm committed to strengthening the laws that promote investment, innovation, and creativity at home. I share the view that our criminal and IP laws need to be modernized to ensure that legitimate online commerce is not crippled by rampant piracy and counterfeiting, much of which originates overseas. I hate to tell you, it's not originating overseas, guy. Of course, Democrats are enthusiastic when it comes to supporting IP right holders, too. After all, they take the lion's share of contributions coming out of Hollywood. That's from Game Politics, not me. Of course, you can read the full report there on their site. It's available in PDF format. And that means probably you people in Second Life, whenever they do this, things start to change, allowing what you can and you can't do. That's when, the copy mod transfer, that's when that comes into play.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's been several over the past, because, Second Life is like a constantly evolving animal. Mm-hmm. Whenever they update these laws or they make revisions to them, it changes in game. It used to be a long time ago, when you bought something from somebody, you could copy and mod it or with some kind of way you were able to do it. And then it became no copy, no mod, no transfer. And some of you are like, what does that mean? That means I can't give, if I buy shoes, I can't give them to Ginger. I can't take them and make them a different color. I can't make them bigger. I can't remove the heel and put on, a cat or something. So, they have to be used as is, and once I'm done with them, I can either delete them or just hang on to them, which is a pain in the butt, really. I should be, in real life, I would like to be able to sell my shoes to Ginger if I want to or give them to her as a gift, but Second Life is usually the first of the front lines to receive the once this changes, because they immediately jump on because there's so much content, you know.
User-created content that people are literally making
their living off of.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can see that, I guess.
Interesting. Very interesting story.
Mm-hmm. All right. So more Paradox Interactive fun. And pirates are pirates. Pirates of Black Cove announced and teaser trailer released. Paradox Interactive and Nitro Games announced its new RTS RPG game, Pirates of Black Cove, on the Paradox Interactive Convention 2011. So prepare for the 16th century, the golden era of pirates. This is your chance to conquer the Caribbean, because the Pirates of Black Cove challenge you to roam the open world with your pirate crew. And notoriety and pirate fame brings you closer to your goal to be the king of all pirates.
Queen.
I know, right? Pirates of Black Cove is an adventurous strategy game that our community has been waiting for. Brendan Newirth, COO of Nitro Games, says, combining proper skills with the right amount of pirate bluster, a pirate might just have a shot at ruling both land and sea. And keep in mind that dead men tell no tales. Savvy? Ooh, that's hot. Getting promotions within the Pirate Brotherhood requires force, daring, guile, and even deceit. But be careful, because other pirates will be competing for promotions too. However, bribery, favors, and outright assassinations will ensure that you climb the ranks faster. Join infamous pirate strongholds like Port Royal or Tortuga. As you're promoted to higher ranks, you will own, manage, and develop parts of the stronghold and entice other captains to join your fleet. Oh, I like this. Join, champion, and unite the three pirate factions, Pirates, Corsairs, and Buccaneers. Unite the three pirate factions to gain access to their hero units and ultimately take down the Pirates of Black Cove and become king of all pirates. Do you have what it takes, or are you a weak landlubber? Oh, this is set to launch in the second quarter of 2011.
Oh, what a tease.
This sounds awesome. All right, so we got a couple of features here. Roam the open world with your pirate crew and pick up missions as you sail the seas. Notoriety and fame brings you closer to your ultimate goal, to be the king of all pirates. Battle it out with the forces of Black Cove and other colonial nations on both land and sea. Gather infamous pirates to your crew, but be sure to keep them happy or they'll side with your rivals. Select your character from several different pirate captains, each with their own unique skills and features. Varied units and weapons allow you to carry out the battles as you see fit. Oh, this is hot. All right, so you want to find out more? paradoxplaza.com/games/Pirates of Black Cove.
What now?
Gotta wait.
My God. Why are they trying to kill me?
God.
You know?
I love you, Paradox.
I do, too. I said last year was one of the most boring years for games. Everybody is coming out swinging. I told you it was going to be fighting going on. They're fighting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are, too.
And Paradox.
Got me some popcorn.
Right? Paradox is going toe-to-toe with EA and the simulator thing, and they're doing well. Simulator, you know, EA kind of dropped the, other than the Sims.
It seems like every other week they're giving us a new one, and they're good. They're
very good. Very, very good. Wow. Go Paradox. Okay, let me get you all excited again. The browser game. no pirates. The browser game of the year award. The nominees have been announced. The response of the audience voting for popular award browser game of the year is higher than ever before. Now the initiator, who's Galaxy News, has just announced the nominees for the jury prices on the official website. Prices? I don't know why I like that. the voting is available. No, I'm sorry. Until February 15th, the jury, consisting of branch experts and gamers, will decide on the winners of prizes highly sought after. Parallel to the jury decisions, the audience voting continues. So far, the most popular categories are Best Strategy, Best Community Relations, and Best Sports, where the players and fans cast more than 4,000 votes each. It's currently still up in the air. Both votings for jury and audience prices are carried out until February 15th, allowing the winners of this year's Browser Game of the Year award will be announced, will be rewarded. Why is that? I keep thinking today's the 15th, though. That's actually next Tuesday. As in the past, the Hamburg-based online gaming marketer GAN Game AdNet is the main sponsor. Big Point, GANS, and Stock InnoGames, Owlient, I never could say that, UpGears, and SuperClicks could also be one as sponsors. You can check out the community over at Galaxy News, and I'm believing a list of the nominees at galaxynews.de. Yes, they are German. Those German people don't play. We told you guys that. I mean, they play games, but they're not playing around. You can also find more information about Game AdNet at gan-online.com. Yay!
All right. So there were a little bit of a rumble yesterday. You know, you heard the Sony people sent out this new update to the PS3s to make them more secure so you can't hack them. Yeah, and then apparently Sony accidentally tweets the PS3 jailbreak code.
Not Sony. That would be Kevin Butler.
yeah, okay. Well, all right. So I'm reading this from Yahoo News, so bear with me. 40-digit jailbreak code for the Sony PlayStation 3 is making the rounds on Twitter after Sony marketing account accidentally retweeted the code posted by a 24-year-old software developer. Yeah. So this happened, I guess, on Tuesday night. New York-based Travis Lamar tweeted the 40-digit root key to @KevinButler with a cryptic message, "Come at me." Kevin Butler is a character for Sony's PlayStation 3 commercials that became so popular the company turned him into a spoof spokesman for its PlayStation products. After Lamar's tweet, Kevin Butler responded by retweeting the entire jailbreak code and playful message, "Let me guess, you fake my battleship." Yeah, so it didn't take long for the SEEA to realize that its fake spokesman managed to, by ad agency in Los Angeles, had spread the jailbreak code around Twitter. Yeah, the retweet shocked even Lamar. "I did not at all expect a reply from whoever maintains the account," Lamar says. "The fact that they retweeted me, including the key, well, that was just unheard of."
I'm pointing to our website. Netiquette. This is what I mean, people. This kind of stuff doesn't happen when you are not always on Twitter, twittering everything. Nobody needs to know every aspect of your life. Shut it up.
Yeah, but I haven't even gotten to the best part. This is epic.
Go.
And a follow-up tweet Lamar posted, "My life is complete. Sue yourself, Sony." Accompanied by a twit pic of the code, which had already been deleted from Kevin Butler's page. Low blow. That's awesome, though. I love that.
You know, this requires this right here. Bad. Sony, first faux pas of the year, first big faux pas. Horrible.
That is hot.
So some people don't have jobs this morning is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, now, I'm going to do the very last one on a sad note. You can no longer be a Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero is dead officially. As of yesterday, Activision has we're saying that they experienced some steep declines in the past few years in sales of Guitar Hero, especially lackluster Guitar Hero 5. So you shouldn't be surprised if they announced that they are disbanding the Guitar Hero team and killing off the development of what would have been the next title in the series. This announcement also comes on the heels of a larger scale layoffs at Activision, and cuts are also rumored in the DJ Hero division as well. I'm very much grimacing. This comes to us from Ars Technica via Switched. I'm so sorry. People are not going to have any jobs this year. But never fear. Texas is here. We welcome you to the land of plenty.
Bring it. Oh, yeah.
Come on down to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think it's time for us to go. We have lots of stuff to do. Yes, some of you are asking for keys. I know. I see you there. They're coming.
We're working on it, people. The monkeys are going as fast as they can, but we're running out of bananas.
I don't have any chocolate. I already said yesterday, if you're going to be demanding, that I give it to you, me specifically, I'm going to need some chocolate. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I can be bribed with pizza.
I can be bribed with chocolate, pizza, and any form of cake that does not have coconut in it.
Yeah, I'm with her.
Uh-oh. I think I hit the wrong music, but we'll go with that.
and we got a show tonight, people, right?
So. Yes. the regular GTR show tonight. Oops. Oh. You know what? I'll announce that later. We have another prize to give away. We have tons of stuff to give away, so you can make sure you're listening tonight.
That sounds hot. Can't wait.
All right, guys. We are so out of here.
Seriously,